Blog Talk Radio.
Carol the Coach. Sex, love, and relationships. We talk about it here.
Carol the Coach. Compassion with contemporary relevance.
I am a psychotherapist. I can be your personal life coach, and I can help you with your issues. There are no problems too small or too big. You can talk about anything.
Speaker, columnist, radio TV host, and commentator. Carol the Coach brings messages of wellness and empowerment within reach of everyday people every day.
Almost 5 years ago, I lost my soulmate in an accident. He was killed in a plane crash. Life just for me has seemed to stop.
There are groups all over the city. I mean, I teach one. It is a specific way to start thinking so that you shift how you see the world, which then shifts your energy, and then you feel better, and you actually see things differently.
Carol the Coach. Always available to at carolthecoach.com.
Now I've got Russell on the line.
I'm 47 years old. I'm a truck driver. I'm married. I have a wife in San Francisco.
Okay.
I haven't been home in 6 months. My thing is, I don't know if I have a sex addiction or what the problem is. Why do I want what I can't have? And as soon as I can have it, I don't want it anymore.
You're right on target when you say, I don't know if I have a sexual addiction. Well, guess what? Yes, you do. And you know what? That's my specialty, Russell. So you're at the right place. Continue.
I meet women online, and I'm in a different part of the country. I travel all 48 states, so I love sex.
I hear self-esteem issues. You never felt good enough, and you didn't feel like you were getting what you should have then, and you're reenacting that now. Do you want to change that about yourself?
Hi there. I'm Carol Jurgensen-Sheets, a.k.a. Carol the Coach, and I am here with you every Monday night to help you figure out, do you have a sexual addiction? If so, what do you do about it? If you're a clinician, how do you treat sexual addiction? Although I have to admit, a lot of my clinicians that listen happen to be certified sexual addictions therapists, so they already know what to do. But it's always good to hear what the experts have to say about sexual addiction and the forms and techniques and types of treatment they're using to help people to work through this devastating condition. Tonight, I've got a little bit of a different show. I must admit, I am going to be interviewing a woman who I've interviewed before. Her name is Mari Lee. She's a CSAT supervisor. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist. And she has written an e-book called Beyond the Therapy Couch. It's a step-by-step process that she has used to teach people how to create ebooks, how to make that a reality. In other words, she discusses the nitty-gritty of how much time and money it took her to launch The Creative Clinician, a breakdown of Mari's marketing plan, the where, when, and how of marketing an ebook, and how to know if you're ready to launch your own ebook or product. So this show is for clinicians, or it's for clients who know that they have a story and they want to write about it and they're not sure how to go about it. I mean, I have spoken to many a client who said, I want to get my story out there, but I'm not quite sure how to do it. So as opposed to interviewing somebody about EMDR, you know, eye movement desensitization reprocessing, or trauma attachment, or the best treatment centers in the country to go to, we're going to be interviewing the skilled therapist about how she started this ebook. And again, this is an amazing opportunity if you have something inside of you that wants to take your life to the next level and launch some sort of a book. She is going to be talking about The Creative Clinician, a breakdown of her marketing plan. How did she develop this ebook? If you've got questions, you can call 646-595-3284. And Mari's going to be on the line, here in about 10 minutes. In the meantime, you know, I always tell people they can give me a call and ask questions. This is a show that helps you with any kind of sexual addiction. And I did get an interesting email from a woman who said she was absolutely devastated and did not want to be identified in any way. But she's been listening to all the shows, and I have to tell you, there's about 70 shows right now that we have done. For any of you that may just be listening to the show for the first time, you can go to iTunes, put in Sexual Addiction or Carol the Coach, and what will come up is my show, Strength, Hope, and Recovery, Sexual Addiction, Sex Help with Carol the Coach. And you can, for free, download all 70 of my shows. So this woman did that. And she's been listening to all the different podcasts, and she said, you know, I'm just not sure what has prompted my husband to do the things he's done. She said, I think, Carol, you need to address depression, childhood trauma, and their link to sexual addiction. She personally wrote me and said, I'm confused and struggling to understand why this has happened. The double life has been going on since we were dating, and there have been incidents of acting out behavior well before me. She says, it's like my husband is two different people. So what is she doing? She's researching bipolar depression, regular depression, anxiety disorder, all in an effort to find a cause. She says, there's a reason for everything, and I just want to know, is he just a cheating blank, or does he have something, a sickness that has contributed to the sickness of sexual addiction? Well, first of all, it's so normal for a partner to want to do the research to figure out what is the problem. But I got to tell you, here is a rule that I live by as a therapist. And that rule is, I never work harder than my clients. And what I mean by that is they are supposed to work harder than I am. It's their recovery they're going after, and it's their work that they're doing, and so I clearly want them to work hard. And for partners of sex addicts, I say the same thing to you. I get that you want to figure out the whys, but you know what? It's up to him to figure out the whys, whether it's childhood trauma, whether it's depression, whether it's bipolar depression, whether it's something we call sexual trauma reenactment, which of course means that something in their childhood brainlocked, and they are now reenacting that trauma over and over and over again. Whatever the reason, it's up to them and their therapist, their skilled therapist, to figure it out. So here is a very well-meaning wife who has taken it on her own to be the investigator for why this person has done what they've done. And so I would say, let's call her Susie. I would say to Susie, Susie, you need to relax and focus on what is it that you need separate from him to live as normal of a life as possible. Are you going to COSA, which of course is the special 12-step meetings for partners of sex addicts. And you can go to COSA.org and get all that information. You put in your zip code and find out where is the closest meeting available to you. Are you reading books, Mending the Shattered Heart? It is the Bible for partners. And Mari, she has actually helped to write an excellent book called Facing Heartbreak, Steps to Recovery for Partners of Sex Addicts. This is a brand new book that just came out last year that helps spouses and partners to decide what is it that they need in their life to live through this trauma that they're dealing with. So there are these are two good books that you could be reading, Susie, to better your situation. You know, in therapy, I oftentimes say the why isn't important. And I know that's the last thing that you, Susie, want to hear. You feel like if you had the why, you would be able to help your husband prevent his sexual addiction, his depression, his anxiety disorder, his bipolar, whatever it is he's suffering from. And I promise you that I'll do more shows on depression and possible childhood trauma. I've done probably 20 shows on childhood trauma because oftentimes that really significantly contributes to sexual addiction. But in the meantime, I could tell by your email that you're probably working harder than he is. And you do know it is a sickness. This is not something he has control over. So if he's not working a really strong recovery program, if he's not seeing a certified sexual addictions therapist, if he's not doing his prayer and meditation, if he's not doing 12-step work, if he isn't working with a sponsor, if he's not doing his spiritual reading and his recovery reading, if he isn't participating in behaviors that will help him feel healthier and more normal, like exercise, church, volunteering, all those kinds of things, if he's not doing that work, my prediction is that more than likely, he's not going to get healthy. So, Susie, I'm hoping for your sake that he is going to get healthy, but I guess I'm saying to you, you need to focus on you. You need to decide how do you regain your life back now that you have figured out he has a sexual addiction. What is it that you need to be doing? And I so appreciate you emailing me because that question was a good one. So many partners want to know what is it that they can do to make things better for the addict. And again, that's why I absolutely believe in my heart and in my soul that the best thing a partner can do is to read up on this kind of situation and to be able to take their life to the next level by creating an important lifestyle for themselves, you know. And they need to do their own reading, and they need to create their own support system, and they need to have a life separate from their husband while he's getting help. And I know that in and of itself can be very difficult, but I promise you it will be very, very rewarding. So feel free to contact me and let me know what else I can do for you. And make sure to listen to all the shows that happen to do with being a partner and loving someone and not doing their work, because there are plenty of shows that deal with that. Because I always say, you've heard me say it before, it may be the addict that carries the pain, but it is the partner that truly carries that pain. So the addict carries the pain of shame, but it's the partner that carries the pain. And I know you're in a great, great deal of pain. It can be very, very tough. Okay, so that is a little bit about what one can do when they're worried about the addict. And I cannot emphasize enough, there are 10 recovery tools for anybody who wants to get healthy, who wants to deal with their addiction. And the tools are similar to the ones that I just talked to Susie about. They're prayer and meditation and 12-step work and having a good sponsor and making phone calls and having a good therapist, somebody who specializes in sexual addiction. And you can go to sexhelp.com and find out who's closest to where you live. And then there is journaling and spiritual reading and recovery reading and healthy behaviors like Bible studies and friends and exercise and hobbies. All those things make for very important recovery tools that will take your life to the next level. So, again, if you want to take your life to the next level, whether you're a clinician listening to this show or you're somebody who wants to tell your story, Mari Lee is an amazing author who is going to be talking about the step-by-step process that one can undertake to create an ebook as passive income. And, you know, she's going to talk about how she started her ebook and made it become a reality. And how much money it costs. She's really going to be talking about the dynamics. So we are so lucky to have her on the show for a second time in the last year. Mari, welcome to Sex Help with Carol the Coach. How are you tonight?
Hi, Carol. I'm fine. It's great to be back on the show, and I'm so pleased to be here and supporting your audience and those interested in getting their story out into the world or their workbook through an ebook. So my big pleasure in being here.
Well, thank you. And obviously, you have a real passion for this. You are a renowned author in this field and obviously a co-author of Facing Heartbreak, Steps to Recovery for Partners of Sex Addicts. And you're very, very, very busy. So tell me a little bit about what made you decide to go this direction and, you know, what was the impetus for the idea to create the creative clinician?
Right, yeah, it really is a departure. Usually the books that I write are to support partners and people struggling with sexual addiction and partners and spouses of sex addicts. And thank you very much for mentioning Facing Heartbreak. We're very pleased. It's now become the number one book for partners in the world, and so we're very excited about that. But really this came from a place of deep just sort of a longing inside of me to support other therapists and helping them tap into their creativity beyond just the clinical hour, right? So I would go out and do a lot of presentation, as you know, Carol, whether it's speaking at conferences or facilitating workshops or whatever that looks like. And I do this in large part to groups of therapists. And I would facilitate a couple of the exercises that I've created just over the years. I mean, I've now got over 100 exercises that I've created. And these exercises came out of direct work with clients. So if I'm working with a client, we'll call him John Smith, and John is dealing with sex addiction, and there's a particular place that I see John really just getting stuck in therapy, I would go to the drawing board and specifically create an exercise just for John and, you know, really just tailor that. Maybe it's on anger, maybe it's on boundaries, maybe it's on communication, what have you, family of origin, whatever it might be, and then work with John through that. And so out of that came my first ebook, which is The Creative Clinician. I pulled all of those exercises together because over the years, when I would present, I would use exercises that I had developed for clients, of course, confidentially, not talking about the client, but just using these exercises to train and teach other therapists. And then afterward, I would go back to my hotel room or back to my home, pull open my email like so many of us do at the end of a long day, and there would be just, you know, a couple of dozen email requests from attendees at the workshop or conference asking me to email them the exercise, which I very happily did for many, many years. And finally, a dear colleague of mine said, you know, Mari, you might want to think about putting all of these exercises together in an ebook. And that way, it's a resource that you can have on your website, and you can direct people clinicians to your website, and they can purchase those exercises. So that's how my first ebook was born. And out of that has come a lot of requests from therapists and helping professionals, and just also even clients, Carol, who have been really curious about what does it take to write an ebook? How do I do that? Soup to nuts, A to Z. So that's how I am now, you know, in this process of, you know, of writing my second ebook, which is about how to write an ebook. But anyway, as far as the creative clinician goes, that's how it was born. It was really just born out of my desire to support clients, and I have a creative soul, you know, and I enjoy writing exercises, and then supporting other clinicians in the field. So that's what that's how the idea was born.
Well, so it sounds like it was through the support of somebody who said, you know, you're doing this, but you could compile everything and really put together a handbook, if you will, for clinicians and make money and also promote your creativity.
That's right. That's exactly right, Carol. Right. So for me, it was getting to a point as my practice grew and I became busier like all of us therapists, you know, I got to a point where I couldn't keep up with the level of requests that were coming in for the information. It was just getting a little overwhelming. And so in sharing that with a colleague and sharing my desire, you know, I don't want to stop doing this. I want to be able to support other therapists who are eager to get in there and help clients, but maybe that's not one of their strengths. We all have our strengths and gifts, and maybe they're just not, you know, interested in creating exercises. That's just not their thing. But
right.
If there's a workbook out there in the world where they can go and have, you know, several exercises, I have 31 of my exercises where there are exercises, again, for anger management, boundaries, I statements, communication in couples, you know, just a plethora of information that they can draw from, that would be great. And she suggested, well, you know what, you might want to think about doing an ebook. And from there, that's through that encouragement, I sat down and I thought, all right, well, let me start hammering out these steps to see what that takes. And I'm very happy to walk you through those steps tonight so that anybody listening, you know, might be encouraged to do the same.
Okay, well, that sounds wonderful. And tell me, did it cost you a lot of money? For anybody who wants to write anything, but specifically clinicians who also have some ideas that they'd love to share with the world, how much does it cost? And then I'll share with you how much mine cost.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me break down the fees so that I think it'll be a little bit easier, and then people can – it's kind of like a menu of services, right? So
right.
If you decide to do that, if one decides to write an ebook all on your own, and you're going to do that all by yourself, soup to nuts, it can be pretty much just sweat equity, you know, elbow grease to do that. Won't cost you much other than, you know, obviously you'll need some tools. You'll need a printer. You'll need a computer, you know, to write that on. But otherwise, that's about it. I don't really recommend doing that because it is a long process. And frankly, I think that whatever a person, when you decide to honor your voice and do a writing project, you should really honor that creative muse and make it a beautiful book that you're proud of, something that represents who you are as a professional. So for me, when I began to research books, Carol, what I found by and large are that ebooks sell for $1.99, maybe $2.99, maybe $5. And I was really surprised by that until I started purchasing some of these ebooks to look at the format. Some of them are free. And was really surprised at what I saw. I saw a lot of spelling errors, errors in grammar, just kind of shoddy layouts, just something kind of thrown together. And, you know, in that case, maybe it's worth the $1.99. But for me, I knew that I was going to charge a good fee for my workbook because, one, I had spent years developing these exercises, too. I had given the exercises away for free for many years, so I felt good about charging a fee at this point. And three, I knew that my workbook that I put together was going, I knew that the creative clinician was going to be something that represented who I was as a professional. I wanted to make it beautiful, just like a book that you would buy in a store, with artwork, with quotes, the formatting beautiful. And in that case, because I'm a busy professional, I just did not have the time to take all of these various exercises and compile it all in one place. So I hired a copy editor, and I paid the copy editor $500 for the project, and it was worth every single cent from this copy editor. He was, I call him Hawkeye. He went through every single exercise with a fine-tooth comb. He checked for typos. He checked for grammar, punctuation. He made sure that the formatting on every single exercise looked like the next exercise, looked like the next exercise. When I would pull in quotes and various clip art that I wanted to use, you know, he was able to take a look at that, position it. He just tightened it up, and it was such a streamlined process working with him. So that was one expense. Let's see. So that was a major expense. The other expense was I have a virtual assistant that I work with, and I am somewhat techie, but not super high techie. I can't write code or any of that good stuff. So I used my virtual assistant to set up a shop, you know, a place that clients could, a shopping cart basically, on my website store. And so I paid her $200 for her time. She went in, she got it all set up and squared away, made the website page look really beautiful. It's a for professionals page. And then she set up the PayPal account, walked me through how that worked. And then we also, I want to give the a little additional piece of information here. Because PayPal doesn't communicate with websites around selling e-commerce products, then there was, she had to do research into an e-commerce kind of go-between guy, like a shopping cart guy, like the shopping cart that would go from Target, right, you have your item, to the trunk of your car. That's what I used, and it's called Equid, and that's E-K-W-I-D. There are several out there. I have no stock in their company at all. I'm not here to plug their company. It's just a simple solution, and they're $150 a year. So all told, for my copy editor, it was $500. For my virtual assistant to get everything set up, tightened up, write the disclaimer, and I want to make sure we touch on that, all of that good stuff on my website, PayPal and Equid was $200, and then $150 for the actual annual fee for Equid. So that was it, an $850 fee, and then, of course, my elbow grease into the project.
Right, and I have to ask you, about how much elbow grease did this require, considering you were using exercises that you had been using for years and probably also were creatively coming up with in the moment?
Exactly, Carol. Yeah, that's exactly right. So the elbow grease on exercises that I had been using for years, it was a pretty simple solution, right? The piece of it for me was weeding through many, many exercises that I had created for you know, various clients, workshops, and so forth over the years, and finding exactly what I wanted to use for the creative clinician. I tried to really look at it through the clinical lens. If I were a customer, another therapist, purchasing the creative clinician, I would want a variety of exercises in that book. And so So my time was really weeding through every single exercise and then taking a look at that and pulling the lens out and saying, all right, how could I really refine this exercise even more? And so tweaking it a little bit, adding quotes, adding artwork, and then sending it off to my copy editor. So the elbow grease for me, the time investment for me was kind of a minimum for the creative clinician, because so much of that was already done. But I would say it was a good, solid 2 to 4 hours every week that I would invest in going back and forth on the book, taking a look at what the copy editor was sending me and saying, you know, Mari, this isn't really working here. What do you think about there? And so a lot of that kind of stuff. So it was project management. It was also creating some new exercises too. However, for my new ebook that I'm working on right now, Carol, which is the ebook expert, right, that is taking me quite a bit of time. I'm investing a minimum of an hour every other day to do this book because I'm writing it from scratch. I'm taking my whole process and putting it into a manual so people, you know, it's basically what we're talking about here, but in manual form. And really just a training manual on how to write an ebook and how to get it out there successfully. So that's a quite a bit more time than I devoted to this particular ebook.
Absolutely. So obviously you have found a vehicle now to get the word out, and you're right. Sometimes that takes quite a bit of time, and sometimes it's really compiling things that you've already had. So you've talked about the price, which obviously is about $850. And how much does your ebook cost?
My ebook is $39.95, and that's a lot more than most ebooks are selling for, right? So when I priced that point, I thought, well, what sounds like a fair price to me? I want to honor and value the hard work I've dedicated over the years in creating these exercises, and I thought, I don't know, something between $1 and $1.50 per exercise feels like a very fair exchange. And so I priced it at $39.95, and the nice thing is I have a disclaimer in the ebook that allows the therapist or the healer who purchases the ebook to be able to use those exercises over and over and over again. So once they get the ebook, they can scan those exercises in, they can copy them and have a master file, whatever they want to do. But forever and always, they can use any of those exercises with any client, any group, anything that they ever do forward in their career. And so to me, $1.25 for an exercise that you can use as many times as you like is really fair. And it's a beautiful product. So the interesting thing was a couple of folks, when I was sharing about this project, had shared, oh, you're never going to get that. It's going to die. It's just going to die on the floor. It's going to, you know, be fluffing like a fish on a deck, gasping for air. And I thought, well, if that's the case, I mean, that could happen. But I'm still going to put it together. I'm still going to charge a fair fee, but a fee that honors my hard work on this project. And if it doesn't go anywhere than that, then it was an investment, and it was really kind of something on my bucket list that I've been wanting to do, and that feels good enough. That will just give me a sense of personal and professional pride that I actually did this project that I've been wanting to do for a long time. And if nobody buys it, then I'm just proud of myself for doing. However, it was different than that. I sold 100 copies in the first 2 weeks, Carol.
Oh, my goodness. Good job. Wow.
And
so that
was
made
February.
You how much money? Mm-hmm. If it's basically $40 a book at 100 copies, we're looking at 4,000 books.
Right. And now, as of today,
$4,000 worth of books.
$4,000. As of today, I've sold over 200 copies. So we can do the math on that right now. Obviously, that's just under $8,000. And, of course, we want to take out the investment, right? We want to take out the $850 out of that. Well, really, the way that I do it is this. So if we talk about, let's just round it up to $8,000, right? And we take out Uncle Sam's because Uncle Sam has to have his slice of the pie, so there's 30% for Uncle Sam, right? So now we're looking at about $5,500, right? Now let's go ahead and take off the investment, which is $850, plus I took my copy editor, my significant other and his significant other out for a nice celebration dinner to really thank him. I also hired a graphic designer. Sorry, I forgot about that fee too, and that was $100 to do the artwork for the page. So I took these folks out that helped me, and that was $150. So take that $1,000 off. So now we're really looking at about $4,500 in my pocket for this book. Not bad, you know?
Not bad.
And
bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's really impressive is that I did an ebook too, and I, from my copy editor, he said you really can't charge over $9.99, and I just assumed he was absolutely right. So to hear that you paid attention to your integrity, and, you know, whenever we're dealing with sexual addiction, we are teaching people to listen to their integrity. And so
That's
you
right.
listened to your integrity, and you said, I'm going to be fair and charge what I believe is a fair market price for the value that it has to offer. And you did that, and you've already sold 200 copies. So now tell me, how can somebody take a look at this website that shows the book and the exercises that they could be getting?
Yes. Okay, thanks, Carol. Well, before I take you there, I just want to say, you know, I got that same information, Carol, and it's hard, right? I really loved what you just stated about listening to your integrity and what we teach people dealing with sex addiction, because it's so true. And I would pay double that, triple that for a book from you, because you are, a leader in this field. You give back to the community, and I see what you produce. And so it's definitely, you know, you have a reputation in our community as, you know, a heads and shoulders above. You're a therapist. So for me, I appreciate when I get information from folks that I have hired to work for me, but I also really have to honor my gut on that. So I love that statement so much, Carol, about listening to our integrity. So thank you for putting that out there. As far as the book and where they can take a look at it or purchase it if they'd like to, it's on my website. And so that website is www.mari, that's M-A-R-I, Lee, L-E-E, and the word therapy. So marileetherapy.com. And then
I'm on the site right this moment.
Cool.
Go to
your professionals tab. See where it says for professionals? I'm going to go over this with you as well. So let's go over there. I'm on my website right now with you. And then go over to the store, scratch that. Go over to the store and see where it says products for professionals.
Uh-huh.
Click on that.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to go to e-workbook for your groups and clients. And then you'll see a picture of the creative clinician, right? And then you'll see that little add to bag button?
Yeah.
Even though it just looks like a button, it really is code that my virtual assistant wrote to make it look like that. So if you just click on that, you won't have to pay for anything, just go ahead and click on that.
Uh-huh.
And see how it pops open a shopping bag?
Sure do.
Okay. Now just try and click on, again, it won't charge you for anything. Just go ahead and click on checkout, right? So just click on that button that says checkout. See that? See where it won't let you do it? It's shaking its head. It says, right, I have to agree with the terms and conditions before I check out. So click on that.
Okay.
And then before you hit checkout, go to terms and conditions, because we're not going to agree with terms and conditions unless we read them, right? So you want to click on terms and conditions. And then you're going to see the disclaimer that I wrote. And it'll say, in purchasing the Creative Clinician e-workbook from Growth Counseling Services, Inc., I have full permission from the author, Mari A. Lee, LMFT, CSS, to copy the exercises and activities as often as I need within my practice or business. I agree not to forward the e-book to other professionals who have not purchased this book directly from Growth Counseling. By doing so, I violate copyright law. I agree to use discretion with these exercises. If I am not a licensed therapist, counselor, psychologist, or other healing practitioner, I agree not to use these exercises. I also understand that once purchased, the ebook will arrive in my inbox via a download link. I understand that I will download the link directly from my computer and that, and this is highlighted, I am not to download this via my smartphone or mobile phone as this can interfere with the link. I also understand, and this is in red, that this link is a live link for 72 hours only, and I understand that I will need to download the Creative Clinician by clicking on this link within 72 hours, or the link will no longer be live, and I will not be able to download the ebook unless I purchase another copy. Once downloaded, the PDF contains 176 pages that I am responsible for printing and storing the exercises in a master file or binder if I choose to do so. And then I have my copyright piece. You may not copy, duplicate, or distribute this material electronically or physically to use with clients or other self-interests unless you have paid for the ebook directly through Growth Counseling Services at my website or have received written permission from the author. If you have paid for this material, you may not forward electronically or physically to other professionals, use in professional presentations, or otherwise distribute without written permission from the author. All that means is a therapist can use it as often as they want within their practice, but if they go out to train other therapists, they can't claim one of those exercises as their own. And then I write, and this is highlighted, I understand that there are no refunds and all sales are final. So they can accept or decline at that point, but they have to do one or the other in order to purchase the book. So if a customer then purchased this book and said, hey, I didn't know that this was going to be a download file, or I didn't realize I was responsible for X, Y, or Z, or I didn't know I wasn't allowed to, you know, use this in a public forum, there's no way they can purchase the book without agreeing to that. So we want to think about this from a legal standpoint and kind of that CYA covering our, you know, in doing mm-hmm. this work.
Well, and again, what really impresses me is that it protects you, but it also, again, is designed to maintain integrity, both your own yeah. integrity, so that it just doesn't go out into the world and anybody can get their hands on it,
right.
and also the fact that this is specifically for clinicians. So even if we have some listeners today who go, wow, I'd love to see what these exercises are about, they should not buy or download the book because it's for clinicians only.
Right. They could download and buy the book if they're using it as a format. Do you know what I mean, Carol? Like, I need an ebook to look at as an example where mm-hmm. I can look at the format. I can look at the table of contents. I can look at the copyright page. Like, how did Mari put her ebook together? I want a successful ebook like Mari's that is flying off my website. So how can I do that? So if somebody who is not a clinician working with clients wants to use an ebook, just like I purchased ebooks to try and get an idea of the formatting, they're welcome to do that. But the cautionary note is please don't use these exercises without a therapist. If you want to take the exercise in and say, hey, you know what, I'd like to do this exercise with you in therapy, that's perfectly fine. But don't do them on your own because some of the exercises can be really overwhelming because we're talking about looking at family of origin stuff and things that a person really needs. You know, they need clinical help with that kind of thing.
Right, help and support.
Right. Help and support.
Incredible, mm-hmm. and I just love the fact that it's so well done. You didn't invent the wheel. You had a variety of people help you to create
mm-hmm.
this, correct?
That's exactly right. So we can't do this kind of project, I believe, and do it well when we're just an island to ourselves. At the very least, you know, if someone's listening and thinking, gosh, you know, I have an ebook idea, but I'm a struggling single mom or I'm on a limited budget, I can't afford a copy editor, that's okay. Don't be discouraged by that. Just make sure that you then ask people that you trust, even if it's a teacher, if it's a former mentor, whoever it is, or maybe a mom, you know, to take a look and say, you know, will you be my second set of eyes, right? Will you please take a look at this and make sure that I'm crossing all my T's and dotting all my I's? And the thing also, to go back to that disclaimer that I read out of the shopping bag, Carol, is that mm-hmm. even though it's all there, I would say, I probably, to date, have received maybe 20 emails from various people who have purchased, so that's not many, maybe 10% of the purchasers, right, who just didn't get it, right? Maybe they were just not familiar with how to download. They were struggling. These were usually, you know, older clients or clients that weren't familiar with websites or online purchasing. And so the link would go dead in 72 hours. And so in that case, when I would get somebody that would, you know, email me, hey, Mari, I'm a therapist in Georgia, and I'm so sorry, but I can't figure out how to do this, I would say, you know what, that's okay. Thanks for letting me know that. And, don't, you know, do I have to purchase another copy? Absolutely not. Let me go ahead and attach the PDF right now for you so that you don't have to go through those steps again. And I just work from a place of integrity and honor with that. And then that mm-hmm. person has it. And then they're very happy and appreciative, and it's good customer service, right?
Absolutely. And whenever you have a product, you have to be customer service friendly mm-hmm. and understand Absolutely. That not everybody is as proficient as you are. And so that's what
yeah.
you do. You just, you, again, you honor the integrity between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
mm-hmm.
let me ask you something. I mean, this was a big project. It was something way different than what you've done with Facing Heartbreak, and it was
mm-hmm.
solely your own. What was the scariest or the most difficult part of this project for you?
Probably, that's such a good question, Carol. I think for me, I don't know, I guess just wondering how people were going to respond to it, you know. I had never created a product that I'd sold before this way, ever. And so I felt very vulnerable, you know. I was excited all the way through. And then right when it was up on the website and a couple of people started purchasing and then more, I was surprised to feel a sense of nervousness, you know. I just had butterflies in my stomach and a little anxiety thinking, oh, no, what if I think these are all great exercises, and I've heard really wonderful feedback from other therapists over the years, but what if other people don't like them? And so I guess it was just hoping that once I birthed this baby, people liked the baby, you know? And thankfully, the testimonials started rolling in, and, you know, that little fear button didn't last for long, but it was scary, you know, admittedly, putting something out that comes from your heart and soul into the world, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Like you said, it is like birthing a baby, and you're not really sure how it's going to turn out and what people are going to say. And so everybody has that seed of insecurity and fear inside of them. So it's nice to hear that an accomplished author could feel the same way, because truly, I do have a lot of clients that would like to write their story, and some of my favorite mm-hmm. books on sexual addiction are narratives about people's
mm-hmm.
lives. I really think that we have listeners out there that want to share their story. It's so
mm-hmm.
important to know that
e-book
is an affordable way to make that happen. And then for clinicians, I know for a fact that so many clinicians know they have something to give, but they
mm-hmm.
don't feel like they have the marketing or business skills to put it together. So you're making this so understandable for clinicians as well.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. That makes me so happy. And so, yes, let me just restate. Absolutely, I had nervous feelings about that. I had done some procrastinating on putting that together. It wasn't like I sat with my colleague and she said and encouraged me over that lunch, and then the next day I started doing this. It was 3 years later, you know, thinking, gosh, I've got to get to that back burner project. You know, that's on my bucket list, and it's something that I really want to do, but where's the time? And so I kind of procrastinated, and then just really got that momentum going and focused and, you know, hired a couple people to support the process and did it, you know. But, you know, none of us, I mean, anybody that would say that they're, you know, without fear when they create something, put it out in the world, well, you know, more power to them. But I think most of us, no matter how accomplished we are, we have a sense of, ooh, you know, I'm feeling a little nervous about this, and that's okay. You know, it's part of the process for sure.
Yeah, I always look forward to those anxiety butterflies, and certainly a lot of our clients, the adrenaline is part of what has hooked them into sexual addiction. So it's so nice when we can transfer that adrenaline, that anxiety, that excitement to something that's legitimate and that is available to help the world. And clearly, whether you're a clinician or a client, We all have a story inside of us that does help. Now, mm-hmm. you and I are both big believers in groups. And I'm mm-hmm. wondering, why are the exercises for clients and group important? I mean, what do you see as being the value in client and group exercises?
Yeah, good. And I just want to thank you so much for what you just said, Carol. I love how you put that, transferring that and that intensity, that adrenaline, that sex addicts, that hit that they're used to, right? And transfer it into a really good project. I call that in my practice passion replacement, where they were passionate about their sex addiction and that was their only hobby for a long time, whether it was porn or whatever it was. And now we do a passion replacement and it becomes part of the healthy outer circle. And so if there is a listener, struggling with sex, porn addiction, and they have a story to tell, and they're getting excited about that and feeling like, ooh, this is motivating me. What great encouragement you just gave that person to transfer it that way, Carol. I just love that. I'm learning from you as well right now. So back to your question, why is it important to have exercises with clients and group? Was that the question?
Yes, that was. That's exactly the question.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so, well, I think it's important for a couple of reasons, right? So, first of all, let's say we'll call him Joe Smith. And Joe Smith either calls me or sends me an email and says, I'm dealing with sex addiction. I need some help. My relationship is crashing. I'm experiencing consequences of my choices. And I'm feeling really, kind of desperate and also really scared and never been in therapy before. Well, we know as therapists, Carol, that individual is really needing a roadmap and a focus. And exercises can help the therapist help that client do just that. We know from the task model that there are specific tasks that we assign to our recovering clients in the first 1 to 3 years. There are real specific tasks. And that's the way that I look at these exercises. So a client comes in to me, and he might be doing the first 2 tasks of recovery, and then say to me, I'm getting some good insight and understanding into my triggers, but man, I just am really noticing my temper is flaring up, right? And I'm having a hard time communicating, with my wife. Or maybe I'm working with the spouse or partner of an addict, and she's saying, I don't know how to set boundaries. I don't know what you even mean by that. I don't know what that means to allow for a consequence. It's scaring me. Well, there's an exercise for that, just like there's an app for that. There's an exercise for that in the creative clinician, right? So I like the idea of saying, okay, well, I know you're doing your reading and you're going to 12-step and you're here processing with me. I'm going to do some psychoeducation with you. We'll call her Jane Smith. I'm going to give you this exercise on boundaries, and it's going to be a roadmap that walks you through how to do that, because you and I know, Carol, that a 50-minute therapy session flies by, right? And when the client has some homework that they can do outside of the therapy, it absolutely 100% supports the recovery and the healing process of that client. They feel contained. They feel focused. And I hear my clients tell me, I feel like you are so invested in the work with me, Mari, and I have excellent client retention because of that. They know I care. So exercises to a practice is important because it keeps us out of that role of the bobblehead therapist. Clients don't need to go in and have a bobblehead therapist sitting in the room with them. They want somebody who's going to work with them and journey with them together, and exercises support that.
Well, 100%, and that is another great reason to get that support from these types of exercises. Now, for our listening audience and for the clinicians that are listening, I am talking to Mari A. Lee, who's a licensed marriage and family therapist, certified sex addiction therapist and supervisor, and she has co-authored Facing Heartbreak, Steps to Recovery for Partners of Sex Addicts, and has written an ebook. And, interestingly enough, you talked about Beyond the Therapy Couch, but the actual name of your book is the creative clinician. Is that correct?
That's
so
right.
That you can you can see what Mari has done by going to www.marilietherapy.com and then go to the professionals tab and I'm sorry, the store tab, and you can take a look at the book in that way. It's an amazing clinician's guide, and if you've been listening to the show, you know she is encouraging all of us to consider using ebooks. It is, it truly is a wonderful way to download information without taking up space, because, you know, I'm 58, and I have probably 12 bookcases with books, and I love that I can put it on my Kindle or put it on my computer. How do you store your books?
Oh, I'm right there. Well, I'll be 52 this summer, Carol, and you know I'm a avid book reader. I always have been. I was a bookworm when I was little. And I, you know, there's nothing like holding a book in your hands, right? The smell of those pages and just feeling the weight of a book. I just love books. And I also am blessed to have a couple of bookshelves filled with books at home. And then in my center, you know, in our workshop room, we have, I think, 4 bookshelves full of books. And there's no more room at the inn. So for me, I read on my iPad or my iPhone. I know it sounds weird to read on your iPhone, but I actually really like it if I'm on, you know, in the airport or, you know, flying somewhere, or my iPad. I download everything that way now. I really do. And as far as an e-book goes, I just love them because it's easy storage. It's a no-brainer. And every time I need to refer back to that, I can pop it open, take a look at it, highlight something there. And, you know, or if I want to, I can just scan it in. And like with the Creative Clinician, all of these exercises can be scanned in. And that's what I do. So that when I'm working with Jane Smith or John Smith, and I'm saying, okay, John, so I'm going to send you that exercise on anger. I'll attach it to an email and get that over to you tonight. Then I pop open an email, say, hi, John, beautiful work in session today. I'm so proud of you and your courage in the work that you're doing. You know, as promised, here's the anger exercise. I want you to work on that this week, and we'll go over it in session next week. If you have any questions, let me know. Bang, done, there it is. And so that's why I like the ease and convenience of an ebook. You know, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Absolutely. Now, I want to talk to you. We have about 1.5 minutes left.
Okay.
You've obviously got some future books. Do you have any other future projects in the works besides your next ebook?
Yes, I'm writing a book right now for spouses of sex addicts called The Gift in the Wound, and it's for women who have moved forward in their journey. You know, they've gone through their recovery, and they're now able to look at that journey and actually see those gifts in the wound, which is so hard for partners when they first come into, you know, to this information because they're in so much trauma. But this is a hopeful light at the end of the tunnel for those women who are at the beginning of their journey. So that's hopefully going to be out in 2015, The Gift in the Wound.
All right. Well, Mari, again, quite inspiration, and I know that, you know, you have so much information to give. You've got that creative brain, and you're never going to stop. I look forward to interviewing you regarding the next book and the next project. Mm-hmm. As we end for today, is there anything else that you want to encourage our listeners to do or how they might contact you?
Yeah, I just want to send out a big encouraging, you know, you can do it. If you are a clinician, a client, or just a lay person in the world, and you have a story inside of you, if you're a person who's ever written a love letter, written a research paper, written a supportive email, you're a writer. You know, you don't have to be, you know, a published author like myself to be considered a writer. If you like to write poetry or you write in your journal, you're a writer. So hold on to that belief. If I can do it, a kid out of foster care, right on my own since I was 16 years old, anybody can do it. So I just want to put that encouraging shout out to your listeners. And of course, if you have any questions, you are more than welcome to, you know, contact me through my website, and I'll do my best to support that. And then, of course, I'll be getting out the ebook expert, you know, in the fall. And
all right, Mari Lee, I want to thank you. We have to go, but we will keep in contact and keep shining on. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, Carol. You rock. Have a wonderful time. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. As I end every show, there will only be one of you at all times. Fearlessly have the courage to be yourself. We'll catch you next week. And there's a book inside of all of you. I want you to think about how you can contribute to the world. Have a great day.